What am I supposed to do here? I'm supposed to call Colonel Monaco. This is it. All right, let's get Colonel Monaco on the air. All righty then. Yes, I scripted the whole show early this morning. Make sure that it was all scripted.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel Monaco.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am good. This is I've been teeing this up because I think this is an important conversation to be had, and a lot of people, you know, may have good questions and what have you. So you folks watching on Rumble, if you have any questions for the Colonel and this CPA, spiritual CPA, put them up there and I'll try and ask them for you on behalf of you. Colonel, hold on and I'll get Chris on, okay?
Sounds like a winner.
Okay, here we go. Let's just see if I can add. Okay, I have to move this junk and type in his phone number. Here we go, if I can reach it. Yes, my brother, one of my brothers used to own a gold and silver bullion business called Real Money many, many moons ago.
Isn't that funny? You probably like the show title, you know, you can't be that stupid buying gold.
I know. I didn't say that because I didn't want to.
Oh, hell yeah. If you bought gold, you're stupid as hell, unless you were a mega investor and you're gambling profit.
So that's what I just thought. I'm going to let this take its course. Here we go. Hang tight. Let's bring him on. Okay, here we go.
Chris Whalen,
Alan Masters, and Tony Monaco here.
Great to meet you, Alan.
Great to meet you, Chris. Thanks for being on with us.
Can you do me a favor? Can you tell me, as well, does it sound better?
It sounds fine.
It sounds better.
We'll try it again.
Yeah, this is my hit. This sounds good?
It sounds good. It's good enough. It'll work.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Let me get, Colonel, are you still there, too?
Roger Dodger.
Okay, so Roger is there. Okay, hang tight. All right, you guys, are you ready? There's no music. I just start the show. It's not the show. It's this segment, which this segment is 12 minutes and 15 seconds, and we try to get it into one. If we can't, I'll take it into the segment. It might be enough here to talk about in two. Okay?
Sounds good.
Yes, all right, sir.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and we roll. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It's now time for the Perilous World Radio Patriot Outreach segment. We try to do this on Wednesdays, Thursdays for the radio stations. If you want to be involved, you can always be on the chat room on Rumble, Perilous World Radio, all one word, slammed together, no spaces or anything. And so we do have a pretty good size audience here that will maybe ask questions. Colonel Tony Monaco on the line, and he says our special guest, which is Chris Whalen, CPA, your spiritual accountant, will talk about the topic of you can't be that stupid buying gold. And I was like, What is he saying here? But let me just ask, first of all, Colonel Tony Monaco, welcome to the show. Why is this the topic of the show today, or this segment today?
Well, I'll address that question a little bit later. But first of all, when we wake up, instead of being appreciative, praising God for being alive, we have lots of fears and anxieties and depressions and hopelessness. Yep. And it seems like the enemy is all around us. But the legendary Marine Corps Colonel Chesty Puller, when he was informed that he was completely surrounded in Korea, he said, "Hooah, we can attack in any direction." Chris Whalen, as a CPA and spiritual accountant, what can we do given our national debt, personal debt, and preppies running around expecting the world to fall apart? What say you?
Well, first of all, it starts at home, of course. We need to make sure that we're saving, not living above our means is very important. We need to make sure we have ownership in things, our house, our car, our tools, for example. The most important thing, though, is, of course, to be a person of faith. There's a lot of people out there without faith, don't have a leader in their life. Even adults need guidance. So they're left to their own devices, and that can leave them in a mess. I see it every day. So when you start to bring in God into your life and Christian values, especially as entrepreneurs, then things start to become very clear as to what your path should be.
So let me ask, I want to ask you the question I asked Colonel Tony Monaco. It says here, you can't be that stupid buying gold. And I wonder, because to me, somebody just posted the gold spot price today was $2,527.10.
Let me jump on that question, because that's been a pet peeve with me for some time.
All right.
So things are bad. Things are terrible. You're hungry, right? Yep. You go down to the farmer's market that's kind of there, and there's a loaf of bread. So you're going to stand there and scrape gold off your gold coin? Or do you think that two silver quarters might do the job for you and get that loaf of bread?
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there.
So
it's smarter. You're saying it's smarter to buy silver than gold. But go ahead.
No.
Silver coins.
Silver coins, yeah, right. Which is referred to as junk silver, which is pre-1964. Why is that important? You can run around and buy gold bars, gold and silver bars and coins and all that good stuff. But see, the point there is you have to have faith, trust, and confidence in who minted it. When you have junk silver, going up to a loaf of bread and giving them two bits, the old expression, two quarters, four bits, you might be able to make an exchange because he has faith, trust, and confidence that that's real silver because he acknowledges it and he understands it. And see, you have to do keep in mind that it's not like the President of the United States, with a stroke of a pen, made gold illegal in the United States.
Back in 1933.
Absolutely. And yeah. So do you think he can't strike with a stroke of a pen and make it illegal again?
Huh? Well, it could happen, right?
That's my point. But they won't be able to do it for junk silver. So for one gold coin, someone, you said $2,500, for the first part, you can buy probably, maybe $600 or $700 worth of junk, maybe a couple hundred dollars worth of junk silver, you know, to have quarters, dimes, half dollars, silver dollars. So, you know, when you want to be in a preparation mode, that would be what I would suggest. And then this talk about the price of gold. Back in the 80s, which is like 40 freaking years ago, gold was already up to $2,000 an ounce then. Now, with all this inflation, right? Well, heck, gold should be up to about $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. And don't you love Fox News and all these commercials? Things are so bad. Things are so terrible. But I'll sell you my gold.
Yeah. So you made a point earlier. I had said something to you in the commercial break. And the topic said you can't be that stupid buying gold. But if people have, you know, a lot of money, it's like gold, diamonds. I mean, things that, you know, rather than having your money in a bank. Let me ask Chris Whalen, you're the CPA. What do you suggest? I mean, he's saying silver coins pre-1964. He's right. You can spend those. They're much real money. It's much easier to spend, and because people have confidence in pre-1964 coins, they know it's silver. But what are your thoughts on this?
I suggest that people diversify. So the stock market is volatile, you know, subject to corrections, and it it's basically educated guessing. I know it goes up over time mostly, but I want people to diversify. So I also can't go and use a rental property to pay for something at the farmer's market. But you don't want 100% of your assets in stocks and bonds. That's not prudent investing advice. Right. Now, a lot of investment advisors, though, the reason why they keep you that way is because they don't make money otherwise. Because if you divest 30% of your portfolio from your Fidelity account and your broker there, he's only making 70% of what he used to make. So remember, so there's a moral hazard with advisors sometimes. So we need to be diversified. Everyone, once they discuss this, they understand they're at risk for having all their eggs in one basket. Yeah. So I like gold. I like crypto sometimes. I personally invest in real estate. If that's done correctly, it's a great store of value. The good thing about rental real estate, people don't realize, let's say I have it as part of your retirement plan. You get to 65 and now you have cash flow from a rental property. You never have to sell that. Whereas if you're in a 401k with Google stock, you have to sell it to get a cash flow. So that's why rental properties, because pensions have gone away years ago. We know that. So how do we replicate that? Well, if I have rental properties paid off at 65, it gives me a passive income stream that's the same as a pension. So I like that. If we're just looking at 401ks, that's not enough to get you by when you want to retire. So we need to expand our view as to what our proper investment pie, if you know what I'm saying, is.
Yeah. So
Be careful, because when I gave my little intro, I said national debt, personal debt, and preppers, those who expect the world to fall apart. And for long-term investment, I agree with the thing with Chris. But, you know, think about it for a second. If you had 10 rolls of toilet paper, is that good trading material?
Oh, I think, wait a minute. It was during the COVID.
True. But see, there's an element of being prepared for trauma. You know, I got a call from a friend of mine in New York City. He says, Tony, I'm getting a little skittish. I want to move somewhere. Where would you recommend a good place for security? And without hesitation, I said, Utah. He goes, Utah? Why Utah? Because there's lots of Mormons, and part of their edict is to be 6 months prepared with food and goodies.
Right.
Now, wouldn't you rather be around a lot of people that's already prepared, or in New York City?
Well, you know, it's funny. One person here says, when the commies take control, they seize all the gold. In the Soviet Union, they went so far as to kill the dental workers because they believed they might have some gold. Guilty before innocent. That's an interesting one, right? I think, you know, in our minds, we don't ever think we'll have a Nazi Germany scenario again. Although, if you look at Israel right now and what's going on with the Palestinians and all the rest, it doesn't look any different over the last 1,000 years than it ever has. It's just, you know, mayhem everywhere. Murder, rape, killing. That could easily come here. They're bussing in people from Mexico, from all over the world right now. Millions upon millions of people are being bussed into the United States and allowed into the United States. And they're probably, God knows what, in sleeper cells somewhere waiting for their just the right moment, which could be just around the corner with the perilous times we have. So back to you, Chris Wallen. I am a student of the good old Jewish way of doing things. My dad was a Jew, a Jew that believed that Jesus was and is the Savior. That's the only difference. But he always said, I'm a Jew just like Jesus was a Jew. But he brought me up to be an entrepreneur. And when I see the world going the way it goes, and it is today, I started looking around going, well, having money in the bank may not help me if, like Tony said, if I need a loaf of bread and your money is not worth a whole lot. But guess what? If I've got a cow and I slaughter my cow, I can trade a steak for a piece of bread for a loaf of bread. Or if I have, you know, pigs and chickens, I can trade eggs and maybe some chicken meat. So I started buying livestock. And I have 72 cows right now, and I have farm equipment, tractors, and all kinds of interesting pieces of equipment and farming gear and balers and plows and, you know, backhoes and bulldozers. And these, to me, are all things that people will need in terrible times to rebuild, you might say. And that, to me,
of course,
is like money in the bank, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. Or people that have a skill that's going to be needed. Like, I don't think that I'm going to be needed if the end times come. I don't think people are going to be... I think the 1040s are going to stop unless God starts assessing attacks. You never know.
Yeah.
He's not a merciful God sometimes. No, but I agree. The thing to remember, though, I'm very positive, though, about the outlook. Everything that's happened to me, it seems to be running in the way that conservatives want it to be. If you look at, like, why would California allow all this to happen. It's hurting them. People are fleeing the state. My large corporations have moved out of there. Millions and millions of dollars of taxes are lost, hundreds of millions just for my clients alone. So I think that it's apparent that they want California to fail, and that doesn't bother me. We have a big enough country that here in New Jersey, or you guys up in Washington or Oregon, it won't bother you at all. So I feel very positive. Like, everyone's realizing that there's a globalist cabal that wants to enslave us. Everyone's aware of it. Things are becoming more of a local idea, which I like. So we're getting more back to how it used to be 100 years ago, more regional. So I like the direction, although there's upheaval, there's fear. But I think if the election goes the right way, it's going to be even better. And people should, especially if you're thinking of starting your own business, there's nothing that's nothing that's worse only having one boss. So
that's right.
If you can go on your own, get as many clients as you can within your community like I do. I stick at the street level with family businesses. That's all I love to work with. So you want to get out of the Fortune 500, because what's happening is with their DEI programs and all the CRT infestation, people that are coming out of those companies, no one wants to hire them. If you're not a white man coming from a Fortune 500, everyone thinks you got a job because of affirmative action. They think your resume is padded, if you will. So I tell everyone, stay out of those companies, especially a person of color. And if you're there, try to get out of there, because they're the big ship that's going to go down before the locals go down.
All right. Chris Whalen, CPA, spiritual accountant. Thank you very much. Colonel Tony Monaco, thank you, sir. PatriotOutreach.org, trying to bring some insight to all parts of life. Thank you again. PatriotOutreach.org. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Thank you, guys. That was great. Good stuff.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Alan.
Appreciate it. Colonel, thank you.
As always, charging on.
Charge
do
on.
Good.
Thank you. Okay.
Alan, as I always say, God created you, act accordingly. That's usually my sign off.
That's awesome. Good. Good stuff. Yep. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, brother.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay.